I'm going to be sharing with you a devotion I've written entitled Freedom from Fear. My dad went home to be with the Lord in March 2017, so he's been gone about 3 years now. And I miss him. I catch myself thinking about him quite often. One morning recently, I was thinking about Dad, and a thought came to me that I don't recall ever having that thought before. And it was this: when I was a boy growing up, I never remember seeing my dad afraid. Now, I'm sure there were times in his life when he did experience fear, like the time he was wounded in Korea and left with the dead when his company pulled out, assuming that he had been killed also. Dad never talked about that experience much, and I'm sure it's because it recalls some terrifying memories that he'd just as soon forget. But after he married Mom and my three sisters and I came along, Dad made sure that we, and especially me as his only son, never saw fear in him. And the reason why is because he knew that if I ever sensed that he was afraid, I would be overwhelmed with fear myself. No matter what kind of crisis or dangerous situation we found ourselves in, Dad always managed to suppress any indication of fear. As I relate those experiences to the situation we find ourselves in today, we have a Heavenly Father who does not fear, for it's contrary to his character. Our all-powerful, sovereign God fears nothing or no one, and his desire is that we as his children live our lives free of fear, even in the midst of trying times such as these. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, we read, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now, in the NIV translation, the word spirit is capitalized here, indicating that it's referring to the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit who lives within us, who's the third person of the Trinity, equal to the Father and the Son, also does not fear. So how do we, as temples of the Holy Spirit of God, live fearless in a fearful world? Let me give you one more verse, one that I memorized early in my Christian life, and it's been used of the Lord many times to free me from fear. It's what I call a scriptural formula for freedom from fear. Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." Now, this is a conditional promise from God. For victory over worry and fear, we must commit the source of our worry to God in prayer, thanking him for his love and his grace, his mercy, his salvation. When we do that, the promise from the Lord is that our fear will be replaced by his peace that will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ. As we've seen in the news these last few days, and even right here in our own hometown with the empty store shelves, fear leads to panic, and panic to pandemonium. It is not God's desire nor his will that we as his children be overcome with fear and worry like the rest of the world. This time of crisis in our nation and throughout the world gives us an unprecedented opportunity to show others what a difference it makes having Christ as Lord of our lives. Those who don't know Christ are going to be watching to see if we really believe what we've been saying, that a personal relationship with Jesus makes all the difference when our world seems to be falling apart. As Paul told Timothy, the indwelling Holy Spirit desires to rid us of fear and make available to us courage and compassion and self-control. Singer-songwriter Jaron Davis wrote a beautiful song a few years ago titled Peace Speaker. It talks about the peace God makes available to us, his children. "It was such a lovely day and the sun was shining bright. A gentle wind was blowing my way, not a storm cloud in sight. Then suddenly, without a warning, a storm surrounded my life. But even in the storm, I can feel the calm, and here's the reason why. I know the peace speaker. I know him by name. I know the peace speaker. He controls the winds and the waves. When he says, 'Peace be still,' they have to obey. I'm glad I know the peace speaker. Yes, I know him by name. There's never been another man with the power of this friend. By simply saying, 'Peace be still,' he can calm the strongest wind. So now I'll never worry when storm clouds come my way. I know that he is near to drive away my fear, and I can smile and say, I know the peacekeeper. I know him by name. I know the peacekeeper. He controls the winds and waves. When he says, peace be still, they have to obey. I'm glad I know the peacekeeper. Yes, I know him by name. If you've been blessed to hear Diane Jones sing that song sometime in the past, and just close your eyes and it might just come back to you. It worked for me. And what a blessing it is to our spirit and our hearts. Be anxious for nothing. Pray about everything with a heart of thanksgiving. And by faith, claim the promise of God's peace to fill our hearts and minds through the indwelling Christ. God bless you.